This is NHL Audio, presented by XM.
And we're pleased to welcome in Stan Bowman, the general manager of Chicago. What's the priority for you, Stan, heading into July 1st, now just 3.5 days away?
Well, Deb, we have a few things we're looking at. I think, taking a step back from actual July 1st, we had a good season last year, not the ending we wanted, clearly. But we did have we had 101 points. We did a lot of things very well. I think there's some areas from and within that we can improve on. Our special teams clearly need to be better. And I think, we're looking to get more from the players that we have here. I think, we're not going to bring the exact same team back. But even if we were to do that, I think we could, without much changes, I think we could even be better than we were. I think we left a lot on the table there. We were a high-scoring team, and our power play was near the bottom of the league, even with that. So I think we're certainly looking to bring a few new faces into the mixture, but we have a lot of very good pieces here already, so it's not something we need a dramatic overhaul, but we do need to bring a few new things in, as well as get more from the guys that are already here.
Well, you bring back Corey Crawford and Ray Emery in goal, and obviously you're comfortable with those guys, but if somebody would come along and say, hey, we have somebody that you might feel is better, do you think there's a way to upgrade that spot? I mean, would you be interested in that if that opportunity would be out there for you?
Well, EJ, we looked at it. I don't limit it to the goaltending. I think across the board, if there are players that we can add to the mix that will give our team a different look and improve it, then we're going to pursue that. I think to hone in on one thing and say we're going to definitely change this or definitely change that, I don't look at it that way. I think you have to be willing to, when things don't go the way you want, which is, the playoffs are what it's all about, and we didn't achieve our goal, so you have to be able to consider changes at all your different areas. So we're not opposed to anything, but at this point, I think there's areas to improve from within. Like I mentioned at the outset, I think we've got some very talented players, and there's growth in their games. I mean, we've still got a very young core here. These guys are in their early 20s, so it stands to reason that they're going to be better next year than they were last year. And those are reasons for optimism, on the surface. And beyond that, I think we can maybe bring some new players in as well.
Well, it looks like you got a new player that a lot of other teams seem to be jealous of. You got a steal in the first round. Tell us a little bit about your draft.
Yeah, we were fortunate. We got a young player from Finland named Teuvo Teravainen. He's a dynamic offensive player. He was very highly rated by a number of teams, including ourselves. We're fortunate that the way it played out, he was still available for us at the 18th spot. We think he's going to be a special player for us. He does need to get a little stronger, fill out his frame a little bit. But he's got those talents that are things you can't teach, and that would be his hockey sense, his ability to make plays. He's got great skills. He can score. He can pass the puck. He's got those intangibles and just a really, really smart hockey mind. And, you can always work on the physical side of it. And, you can get him stronger over time as he matures. But he's got that special ability. So we think he's going to be a really good player for us. And, we're fortunate in our spot to be able to get him.
Well, if you look at Jonathan Toews and Patrick Kane, just watching your draft pick skate there a little bit, you have, cornered the market on these players. A lot of times general managers will say we never expected him to be there. Is that how you feel about this one?
Well, you're right. I mean, that's a cliche, I suppose. But in this case, it's accurate. We didn't even talk an awful lot about Teravainen simply because, we had to rate him very highly. And we're sitting there at the 18th spot. And we had tried to trade up, but it didn't appear that there was anything that worked in terms of trading up into the top 10. So there was not a lot of expectations that he would be there. And, that happens sometimes. Players, for different reasons, there was a run on defenseman this year. And we were the beneficiaries of that. So, it's always nice to have someone of that talent fall into your lap. And, you know, we're going to give him some time to develop. But he's got a very bright future for us.
Hey, Stan, before I let you go, I just wanted to ask you a little bit about Patrick Kane. There's been a lot of talk about Patrick in the offseason for, you know, some of the things that go on, I guess, you know, away from the rink. I mean, I just think Patrick is such a wonderfully talented kid. I like being around him. I think he's a lot of fun. Obviously, everybody goes through, you know, when I was a 23-year-old kid, there was things I did that, you know, luckily I wasn't, nobody was following me around with a camera all the time. So where do you guys, how do you feel about Patrick going forward? I mean, you guys are, I mean, it seemed like you're committed to him long term.
Yeah, Patrick is a special talent. I mean, I just was speaking in those same terms of Teravainen, but you know, Patrick is—he's already accomplished incredible things at the age of 23 years old. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you're right in the sense that he still is young. I think he's maturing as the years go by. He certainly is a different kid now than he was a couple years ago, and I think he's certainly on his way. You know, recognizing the importance of you know, image and whatnot, and he knows that. I mean, I think, you know, it's been well documented, those types of things, and we've had discussions with Patrick, and I think he's focused right now on getting himself ready to have a breakout season next year. And I mean, it's kind of funny to say because he's accomplished so much, but when you talk to Patrick, like, he believes that he can be even better than he's been, and he's pushing himself to do that. And you know, these are special, special players, and you know, we're excited for his determination, and he certainly wants to come out and prove to everybody that he can be a dominant player in the league. And I think he's demonstrated that at times over his first few seasons in the league, and I think now he's looking to be that dominant force game in, game out. And obviously, we're looking for that as well.
Yeah, well, a dominant Patrick Kane is scary news for the rest of the NHL. We thank you very much. Have a good couple of weeks here, and we'll—I'm sure we'll see plenty of you between now and after July 1st.
All right, thanks, Devin. EJ.
Thanks, Dan.
Love what you hear. It's never been easier to listen to the NHL on XM wherever you are. Sign up for a free 14-day trial and get exclusive audio entertainment on the go, at home or in your car. XM. Love to listen.